From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. A home invasion and robbery under investigation in Honeydew. Police say it happened at a home on Wilder Ridge Road. A man reports three men entered his bedroom, one of which had a gun. The suspect forced him out of his bed onto the floor, then zip-tied his hands. The suspects demanded money and other items from the victim. The suspects then physically assaulted him, then took off. They stole thousands of dollars worth of property. In addition, two vehicles were stolen during the incident. The suspects believed to have used one vehicle to ram open a locked gate on the property. One of the stolen vehicles found about a half mile away. The second vehicle, a Toyota Tacoma extended cab truck, California license plate 7U89877, is still missing. Both suspects remain at large. A home break-in in Mendocino County led to a homeowner being beaten up and the suspect being shot. That happened early Wednesday at a home on the 2400 block of Mill Creek Road in Talmadge. A 51-year-old man returned home from work, finding windows to his home broken and the front door ajar. The homeowner armed himself with a small caliber handgun, called 911, and began checking the interior. When he returned to his living room, he was ambushed by the assailant, who hit him with a large book, knocking him to the floor. The assailant, identified as 37-year-old Marcus Davis, grabbed the man and began to pull on him by the lower legs. The homeowner fired several rounds from his handgun, striking Davis in the upper torso. Police responded. Davis was taken into custody, then to the hospital for his injuries, found to be non-life-threatening. Davis was medically cleared, then booked into the Mendocino County Jail. He's being held in lieu of $30,000 bail. Well, since pot was decriminalized, growers have turned over more than $11 million to Humboldt County in excise taxes. The Redwood Times reports that another $11.6 million has been billed but not collected. Next week marks the end of the current billing cycle, in which growers satisfied $2 million in excise taxes but owe more than $6 million. Well, on this Thanksgiving Day, the City of Arcata Environmental Services Department encouraging you to properly dispose of cooking grease. Many of the foods you'll eat today are prepared with cooking oil, grease, butter, rendered fat, all of which can cause sewer backups if they enter the system. Fats, oils, and greases used for cooking or created as a result of cooking can wreak havoc on drains and the wastewater system if they're not disposed of properly. Those things should never be poured down a sink drain or a toilet. If it does happen, it increases the chances for clogged drains, resulting in costly plumbing problems for residents or sanitary sewer overflows. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.